Yes, sir. Case number 10,353, K.C. Hendrickson, south of Road 277, east of Oak Street, east being Lot 35, Block C, Section 1, within the Angola by the Bay development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Whoever's going to testify, I just need up here. Have Bud mark them. Both of you going to testify?
They're my clients. They may or may not, depending on if the board wants to hear from them.
Go ahead and get them sworn in first. State your names and addresses for the record.
Deborah L. Daffern.
Can you spell that?
D-A-F-F-E-R-N.
Okay. Jean M. Daffern.
Okay. Address?
Local.
Address?
5714 Cross Country Boulevard, Baltimore, Maryland.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you might give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Veronica Faust. I'm with the firm of Bifferato LLC. I'm here this evening with Jean and Debbie Daffern. You'll note that the application was named and made in the name of K.C. Hendrickson. The Dafferns are successors entitled to Ms. Hendrickson. They purchased the property from her in January of this year. And I spoke with Mr. Lank about this, and Mr. Lank had indicated that it was fine if the Dafferns came and proceeded with this application. The application we are making tonight is for two side yard setback variances. With the application, we submitted a survey so that the board members could see where the setback violations are. The setback violations for the zoning for this property require 10 feet for the side yards, and we on the east side of the property are seeking a variance of 0.3 feet for the second floor deck violation. And on the west side yard setback, we're seeking a side yard setback variance of 1.3 feet for the storage shed violation. I have circulated some pictures for the board to see, so you can see the actual deck and the actual storage shed in the pictures. In addition, I've circulated a packet of information which reflects that the Dafferns are the current owners of the property, and I've given you a copy of their deed. I've given you a copy of the deed of Kay Hendrickson. We are also providing a letter from Angola by the Bay Properties Association indicating that they are granting a variance for these side yard setback violations, and they do not object to your variance. We have also submitted a letter of notice of no objection from the property owner on Lot 34, which is the property immediately to the left of the Dafferns' property, if you're looking at the house from the cul-de-sac. We are also submitting to the board the building permit application, which will show you that the original structure was built in 1981. The shed and the second deck, we believe, were added in 1985. And what we have done is we have submitted an application that was made to Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association, which reflects that at the time this application was made to the Property Owners Association, the storage shed and the second floor deck were contemplated. So what we have here is a situation where the Dafferns purchased the property. At the time of the purchase, they had a survey done and realized that there were setback violations. It appears that these setback violations have been in place for the past 24 years, as the second floor deck and the storage shed have been attached to the property for the past 24 years. Okay. And we are here today to request that the board grant the variance application. We believe that the unique physical circumstances of the property are the fact that it's pie shape, making additions to the property rather tricky, and would maybe explain why, in fact, the additions exceed the setback limitations. We would note that the property has been in this very shape for the past 24 years. It would be a hardship to the purchasers if they were required to take down the deck or take down the storage shed as a consequence of the setback violation. We do not believe that the setback violation alters the essential character or impair the appropriate use of the adjacent property owners. As you can see from the pictures, the violations are not offensive. And we are also requesting the minimum variance necessary. And appreciate the board's consideration.
Okay. Thank you.
I see you have, Mr. Chairman, there is a document from Mr. Lank that is saying that the, I know you're going to question the rear yard, which should be 20 foot in the AR1. He has given a statement that the property is legally non-conforming in the rear. At that time, it was 10 foot, and he's researched that, and he's got a letter to that effect in the file.
Okay, thank you for that, buddy. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have one letter from Andrew A. Curtis and Linda. They live at 23522 Oak Street East. What that lot number is, I don't know. It's Angola by the Bay. They're not in favor. They have concerns.
And that was all?
I don't know what lot that is. I mean, I don't have the 911. Do you know that, which one it is, Counselor?
I believe that that is lot 36, which would be the lot next to the second floor
okay,
deck.
Okay.
Okay.
They're objecting to a 4-inch variance that's been there since 1985.
Yes. Yeah. They believe it should have been corrected by the seller.
May I make reference to that? The seller, Casey Henriksen, bought this house in 1999. So at the time she bought the house, the violation was already in existence, and she was not aware of the violation until she sold it to the Dafferns.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10353. As there's no opposition except one, it wasn't created by the applicant. Been there 24 years at least, and no problems. Won't offer central care to the neighborhood.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10353. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Case number